What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Anybody else notice when the Astros brought in position player Chaz McCormick to pitch that he kept balking?
He didn't pause.
He wouldn't come set.
He was pitching quickly.
He was working quickly. I'm like, that's a balk. Also a balk. And there's another balk.
Did you think you were the only one that cared that he was balking?
I don't know if I'm the only one that cared. I didn't even really care. Because the game was 10-0, and they clearly white flagged it.
Yeah, so the umpire, by the way.
Yeah,
he's like, you got to swing.
Mm-hmm.
But, unless it's going to hit you, you better swing the bat. Yeah,
and I'm sitting there going, balk, 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 man. Didn't really matter. And no, I didn't care. I just was cracking up. I'm like, this is like blatant. But like the Little League World Series. You can't balk in a Little League World Series because you can't leave the base till the ball crosses the plate. Like, there's no leads or anything like that. And so they just get the ball and throw. And that's what McCormick was doing. And again, McCormick? It's McCormick, right? McCormick, thank you. Anyway, yeah, balk, balk, balk. But whatever.
What are you, chicken?
Yeah. How about Riley Green's home run? I felt like that was a cathartic big game moment for him. And... he was so jacked. The dugout after he got back there, big moment. Big moment.
And there were a lot of moments last night.
Yep.
A lot of really cool stuff. I mean, I mentioned before, Colt Keith had three hits in the game. Mm-hmm. He also stole a base, had the home run. That's a guy you're watching develop in front of your eyes, and he's young, and second year of his major league career. And, you know, he's putting up similar batting average numbers that he did last year, but there's more sting in the bat this year. And his OPS is approaching 800, which is awesome for him. And as much as I'm liking what I'm seeing from Colt Keith and from Wenzel Perez, and obviously Kerry Carpenter has been great, I'm not thrilled to see the most reliable Tiger for most of the season up until the last month was Gleyber Torres.
Yeah.
What's happened to Gleyber Torres? He had two walks in the game, which is great, but was 0-for-3. His batting average is now down to .259. You look at his numbers month by month. I mean, he's hitting .167 for the month, a .533 OPS.
He's in the midst of a downturn, sure. Yeah, I think
bad July too.
It feels to me as though not everybody is always killing it.
You know? Of course not. Right.
Yeah, and so it's Gleyber's apparently his turn to be going through it. I feel like he'll be fine, but there's, you know, no guarantees that he'll be fine. But no, I feel like he'll be fine.
I think he'll be fine too, because he's been in the league for a number of years. He's a professional. He can figure things out. I just wonder if maybe AJ Hinch says, okay, we'll give you a day off here, or give you a couple days off. Or maybe tomorrow will be a day off, because I don't think they play Thursday. So it ends up being 2 days off. That's a lot of that's something that the coaches like to do. Managers like to do. Maybe that happens. You know, it's McKinstry wasn't in the lineup yesterday. We're facing a right-handed pitcher, and there was no Zach McKinstry, who was another guy that's going through it.
Yeah.
I mean, Z-Mac, Torres, Baez, and Riley Green have all taken big downturns. Riley Green's bouncing back, which is great. Be nice to see the other guys bounce back. I'm not sure if McKinstry's ever going to be close to what he was in the first part of the season. But we had him for the first part of the season. It was important.
Winning those games helped, you know, give him the big lead and endure in that moment in time. They endured a push from Cleveland. The season's not over. They might make another run at Detroit here, but clock is ticking. Games are, you know, getting fewer and fewer, and the lead has grown back up to 8.5. 248-539-9797. Hey, if you were a Tiger freaker outerer, if you're still freaking out, are still really, really concerned, tell us what it's about. I mean, we got to feel better about the way Flaherty has pitched of late. feels like some roles in the bullpen might be starting to get defined that should put him in a better spot. I have a sneaking suspicion Holton is still going to be a player in there. And I'm not sure about Canely. We got a text, or maybe it was somebody on Twitch that said they should have pitched Canely last night with that kind of big lead. Would have been a good time to get him an inning or two and try and sort some things out. But, I mean, so starting pitching, you know, Morton, is Morton going to be, you know, Chuck Money? Or is he going to be like a 41-year-old?
You just call him Chuck Money?
I just called him Chuck Money.
Wow. That just happened.
Yeah. Is he going to be a guy they can count on? Or is he going to be, you know, a guy that has a inflated ERA? He's done some good things in his two starts here in Detroit. Hell, he got named champ of the weekend by the people yesterday. So, Chuck Money.
Well, as far as Canely's concerned, it would be nice to see Canely come out and have another clean inning. He had a clean inning against the Twins on Friday night in that shutout, 7-0. He went one inning, just gave up a walk and had a strikeout. You got to build. It's little things, right? Tommy Canely was so good for this team for the first 2 months of the season.
Yeah.
And then he's been so bad since. In there somewhere is that guy that was good again, right? So hopefully they can find that and get that more consistently. Don't expect it to be every night, but hopefully it could be the majority of nights, because that would be a lift.
248-539-9797. So Scuba goes tonight, and always got to feel good about those starts. He's going up against Hunter Brown, but hey man, good chance to win the series and put Houston, because I'm sure Houston's coming to town thinking, all right, we need to win the series to get back into this thing. We'd love to sweep, but we got to win the series. And, you know, you mentioned the score and shutout and 10-0 and all that. I mean, they're professionals, but I wonder if Detroit scores first tonight or Scoobal's just mowing them down early, if they're going to get a little bit dejected. I mean, they're coming off a bad loss on Sunday and then a bad loss last night.
Yeah, this is true, but they put out their stopper. You know, they've got Hunter Brown on the hill tonight, and Hunter Brown's awfully good. You know, he's basically matched what Scoobal has done this year. So it would be demoralizing for Houston if they put out their best guy and he is bested by Scoobal and the Tigers offense continues to roar. It'd be amazing.
Yeah. And Scoobal, these are the kind of games that I feel like the, you know, your money pitcher gets fired up for. He's going up against another stud. You know, Wayne State's own Hunter Brown, who's got an ERA below 2.5. He's won 10 games this year. So this is, you know, I think Scuba loves these kind of challenges, right? I mean, he loves being on the mound for a game like this.
Yeah, and I think Tarik loves pitching in Detroit. Going to be looking at the weather forecast earlier today. I saw that the rain is supposed to subside by the time we're getting to game time, hopefully. So I think under the bright lights, we know that Tarik likes to show up.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
248-539-9797. Phone calls, feedback, Tiger fans, lots to love about last night's game. What did you like the most about this Tiger win over the Houston Astros? It has encouraged you. And for the people who are freaking out, are you feeling a little bit better? Or are you still really concerned about this team? And what would those concerns be? They have played better of late. They're not perfect. There is no such thing as a perfect team. They still have to figure out some bullpen roles. Alex Lang, it doesn't feel like victory lap time. He did load the bases after all, but got out of it. And did stuff still look filthy? I think it's probably too early to think that Melton will absolutely be an arm they can count on out of the pen down the stretch, but it's looking better each and every time out. Flaherty looks like he has turned it around here a little bit. So some of those questions being answered. Obviously, the offense explosion last night. There's some other higher run totals over the weekend. Tigers seem to be back to form just in time for a stretch run to close this thing out and try and lock up that very important first round bye.
Is it end of the freak out?
Is it end of the freak out? Is it end of the freak out? 248-539-9797. We're going to talk some Lions. Again, if you missed it, there is the Lions open practice for those who had tickets today has been postponed or canceled, I guess. They got to move the practice indoors due to the weather, so people won't be out there to see them. But Brad Holmes did indeed speak with Up and Adams, Kay Adams, and she had a couple of interesting things, a couple of interesting questions, including one that was really specific to rumors going out around that there is a edge rusher that is available. Would you be interested in adding said edge rusher? Hear what he had to say in the 11 o'clock hour here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.